This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. I want to consider today the question of how great is Jesus? And this is a question that really can't be answered, but we have many scriptures to guide us in the way. And I think perhaps we'll even have a couple of days worth of scriptures looking at how great Jesus is. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. It says, well, let's read chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Just in that one verse, beloved, we have the oracle of God. Jesus Christ is the oracle of God. He has spoken to us. He is God the Father's Son. He has been appointed heir of all things, and by whom also he made the world. That is a wow verse there, beloved. That's how great Jesus is. He made the worlds. He is heir of all things. He is Son of God, and he is an oracle of the very expressions of God. Next verse, who, this is Jesus, being the brightness of his glory. Consider the glorious picture of Jesus Christ, the brightness of God's glory, and the express image of his person. That word express image, if you transliterate it out of the Greek, it spells the English word character. He is the actual character, has the character of God, and upholding all things by the word of his power. He upholds all things, beloved. That means that if it wasn't for Jesus, if it wasn't for the word of his power, that things would not be upheld. When he had by himself purged our sins, beloved, without any help, he is the one that made that offer, the most excellent sacrifice to purge our sin by himself. He sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So how great is Jesus? He is seated at the throne of God, at the very right hand of God, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. How great is Jesus? He is better than angels. He has a more excellent name than the angels. Now, if I look at Hebrews chapter 2, and I look at verse 8, it says, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Beloved, how great is Jesus? Everything we can see, everything we can sense, all mankind, all of the earth, all of the cosmos, everything is under Jesus Christ. And that is the way it is, but we don't see it yet. It says here in verse 8, we see not yet all things put under him, but it will be, beloved. That's how great Jesus is. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. Consider that. The crown that is upon Jesus Christ, the glory and the honor given to him. Some earthly kings wear a crown that is merely jewels and gold, but Jesus Christ's crown is a crown of glory, and it's a crown of honor. And we see him crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Isn't that amazing? That's the part of the greatness of Jesus all intertwined with the sacrifice that he made for us. Verse 15, it says, and deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. That is how great Jesus is. Can you consider that for a minute? Anyone, beloved, if this is you this morning, that you are in fear of bondage, subject to bondage, if that's the condition that you're in, then he will deliver. He is a deliverer. He is the deliverer. There is no other deliverer. That's how great Jesus is. Chapter 3, verse 1, it says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle, the sent one, and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. He is both a sent one and a high priest, able to make intercession with God, able to make intercession for the people's sins. That's a high priest, beloved. And that's what Jesus, that's how great he is that he can make intercession. Consider him, Christ Jesus. And finally, in verse 3, we see, for this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. Beloved, we could go on, and I hope to do so tomorrow, but consider how great Jesus is. He is more glorious even than Moses. He is more glorious than the angels. He is the heir of all. He made the world. He upholds all. He's by himself purged our sin. He is better than angels. All things are under him. He is crowned with glory and honor. He is a deliverer. He has the character of God. What a rich passage of Scripture right here in the beginning of Hebrews. I hope you're encouraged this morning to consider our Lord and Savior, and to consider the thing that should grip our hearts. The sad thing is the people that look perhaps they look at Muhammad and then they say, well, Jesus was merely a prophet. Beloved, he was way more than a prophet. He was the Son of God. He is the Son of God. He is glorious. He is seated at the right hand of God. Who else can say that? No one. So that's how great he is. God bless you today.